the team, Sydney Ice Dogs, put us up right next to the beach. We were a stone's throw from the beach. Half the team was living there. We're in a little place called Collaroy, just on the northern beaches of Sydney. It was around 14 kilometres from the Sydney city centre. You could catch a ferry that took you right past the Opera House, right next to the Harbour Bridge. Yeah, it was great fun. The guys look after you out there, and it's probably one of the best summers I've ever had of my life.
So you're back in Altrincham. You're back with Manchester Storm for a second season. Are you glad to be back?
Definitely. I enjoyed my time here last year, however short it was. Pash worked well with me. I like the management. The rink's nice, obviously. The fans are great. And obviously, I'm still close to my family. I live half an hour from the rink, so I get to see them as much as I want. They've put us up in a nice place this year. I'm living with Jack and Adam, so we've got the Brits together. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the year. I'm looking forward to getting back to the Elite League, and hopefully we'll start off well.
One of the famous people, she became quite famous, was your nan, Margaret Tickle. She was kind of, you know, following everyone on Twitter, seeing what was going on. Your mom as well, Diane. I mean, we're obviously delighted that you've come back, but I'm guessing they're going to be here every week, every game, to see you as much as possible.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a lot of family that love coming to the games. And yeah, last summer, we bought my grandma an iPad. And yeah, we hooked her up to Twitter and Facebook and everything like this, and she's non-stop on it. She's asking me questions about the league and who's this player, and I'm just like, I don't know, I've not seen. Like, so I have to sit down with her and walk her through what it is and how to like click on the links to Manchester Storm. But yeah, she loves it. She loves coming to the games. She's got it all set up. She comes with her little flask and stuff like that. So yeah, I've got the family loves following me and see where I am, and they're all happy that I'm back close by, and I can nip home whenever I want. I can go to family meals, and yeah, I'm not at the other side of the country or up in Scotland anymore. So they're delighted that I'm back at Manchester. And as you said, like, there's a huge following for them. There's a huge following for me here, which makes me really happy. Yeah, they enjoy it, and they were really pleased when I came back to Manchester.